Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Indoctrination University. Right, usually I won't be in here, you know, as you can see the background, Florida Panthers color. Just so you know, all Florida, you know, South Florida fan, Miami Heat, Hurricanes, Dolphins, Panthers, Marlins, whatever. Right, born and raised. Now, this channel is going to not be so much about sports, but about just what it's mentioning, right? Indoctrination University, right? This is not a conspiracy channel, right? No conspiracy. I will give facts and statements to back up, right? But today specifically, I'm going to be talking about college students, or not just college students, but kids going into college, students that might be thinking about college for the long haul, right? And just like, should I go to college? Should I not go to college? For me, this literally impacts my job specifically, being that I am a university professor. So just know, you know, when I tell you this, it's not, oh, what you should and shouldn't do, right? Even if I say something that sounds like that, it's not coming from a place of, oh, like, I believe you should do this or I believe you shouldn't do that, right? I'm just here to give you, you know, just some of the things that might have messed me up in the past, some of the things that I see perpetuated in my students, all of that combined, right? So you might be a prime candidate, grew up sort of how I grew up. I grew up in a two-parent household. My dad's a military guy. My granddad was a military guy. My mom, she really just worked like super hard until about I got into high school, and then she went back to school, and then eventually got her master's degree. Now she's a therapist. Right, so I mean, grew up just in an average American family, which now I see as such a benefit, because a lot of people may not have a lot of that guidance. And to be honest, my parents, when I went to look at college, they still didn't truly know the college experience, even with the scholarship, what it would it be post-scholarship, what would it be like in grad school if I had chose it, right? And obviously I did choose to go to grad school, but everything leading up to that, like what I was supposed to be doing, what I was supposed to be looking for, all of those things. And I never felt like I truly got the opportunity to say, or to get, you know, to make a decision informed. Right, and so that's where you might be, right? And I want to be able to catch you, you know, hopefully that you can see this video before any of that takes place. And you might be saying, oh, hey, I'm not sure if I want to go to college. Like, I might want to go to college, but I don't know what for. What do you have for me? And this is a very loaded question, because in this life we experience many different things, right? I think for most, you know, more than not, people are either they want to do something because it's their passion, or they want to do something because they want to make money. And if you find a way to bridge that gap, right, between passion and making money, then you've hit the trifecta. You might be able to see this in athletes, entertainers, doctors, you know, some doctors, some lawyers, maybe artists who've, you know, made it big in some portion. A number of people who can bridge that gap between passion and making money. Sorry about that. Now, where do you stand? Right? That's the question that you need to ask yourself first before you start making any decisions on whether to go to college or not. Right? I always tell people, right? And I'm going to obviously disclaimer because your passion might lie outside of this. However, if you're going to school and it's not based in something that is going to give you an ROI, you know, a really good ROI, then it might be, like, it might be worth looking into something else, right? Because when people go to college for doctors and they go to grad school and, you know, med school and all of that stuff, just as lawyers, right, they are obviously understanding that I'm getting into a field, right, a career field where, you know, my money basically doesn't have a cap to it. Once you hit a, you know, once you get your experience and you hit a certain stride, it might make a lot of sense to take out those student loans. But certain degrees, right, you have to figure out, okay, if I'm going to get an education degree, right, the first thing you might want to say is, okay, like, can I get somebody to pay for this? Right, so that's when scholarships come in, but also, you know, districts working as like a after-school counselor, you know, some programs actually will pay for you to go to school for education or human services or like whatever it is, but allow you to get that education for free. But if you say, oh, you know, I want to go to Yale to get an education, right, and, you know, you don't have a scholarship or anything and you have to pay the Yale prices or any, you know, big time university for that matter, then you might want to say, oh, man, you know, is being a teacher, right, I make $50,000, is going, you know, minimally, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 in debt. Does that make sense? Right. So those are the questions that you have to ask. I always say, you know, doctors, lawyers, engineers, the things that are going to, you know, give you a good ROI, you know, those are different things to invest in. Right. So you might be somebody that's saying, oh, hey, I don't really truly know if I'm interested in that. That's why I think it's important, you know, when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, you know, you can risk so much, right? You can go see what's out there, right? People will allow you to do interns. They see children, they see kids, you know, this individual that's full of life, they are going to be more inclined to say, oh man, you know, like, yeah, come watch me do whatever, because, you know, they like that type of hustle, they like that type of grind, right? And you might even be able to work your way into some sort of internship. You might be able to work yourself into some sort of, you know, company that say, oh man, you know, like, you're interested, you're 14, 15, right? You know, like, we'll actually pay for you to go to school if you continue to, you know, work with us, right? And that working with us might be a coffee girl or boy. You know, you might have to do a bunch of things before you can actually get to the real time where they actually value you, but you're still doing something to work your way, right? So for me, get into an internship, right? You want to get into an internship as early as possible so that you can figure out what it is that you want to do, right? And when you can figure out what it is that you want to do, then you're able to move in that manner, right? Because the later you figure it out, the harder it's going to be, right? And it's not saying that you're never going to change your mind, but if I get an engineering degree, right, or, you know, I get a law degree or a med school degree, there's so many different places that you can go with that. And you're not just stuck, you have actual skills to be able to utilize, right? And this is not just college, this can be some sort of trade school, right? You still have skills to fall back on, you still have skills to utilize, right? In case, you know, you're still searching for that passion. And if you don't have, guidance to do that when you're younger. Sometimes the guidance comes from your parents. Sometimes they come from a mentor. And if you don't have that, it is very hard to navigate your way through the world. I found that out really early because playing sports my entire life and getting a football scholarship, it was a lot to be done with football and not know what to do afterwards. Right? So if I could just leave you with this, because I do want to make this a short video. So you can get like the meat and potatoes, right? Find out what it is that you're passionate about. Try to do it as early as possible, right? The earlier you can do it, the more risks you can take. And then you can get into something. The younger you are, the more people are willing to give you opportunities because they see the opportunity for growth in you. The more experience that you can develop at an earlier age. So when you are, if you do go to college and you are coming out of college, you already have a huge background. They can see that you've already been working and grinding, right? Because, you might say, oh man, I've only been out of school just now. Like, how am I supposed to get all this experience, right? That's when you get it all, right? When you can risk it all, like while in college, or hopefully way before you get to college, right? And so, and just ask these questions, like if I do have to take out loans, like how am I going to pay this off, right? What does that look like, right? If I take out 20,000, right, how long is it going to take me to pay that off? Is that going to be worth it, like with the job I have? Right, if I take out 50, 60, 70, 80,000, 100,000, right, does my job allow me to like pay this off in a manner? And also, like, you can get into different things like public services and teachers. They have like a bunch of these programs, even certain places that you work at. With the tuition reimbursement stuff, like they have a lot of that stuff going on too. So you should be fully aware before you even enter these contracts and taking out these loans and doing those things. You should already know what you're doing, right? And so comment, question, subscribe. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you have any sort of questions, link them down there and I'll definitely be there to answer them. I want to get as many as possible. Remember, I've made mistakes. I continue to try to lead people, lead students, lead kids, children, to a brighter future. So you don't make the same mistakes that your parents did. You don't make some of the same mistakes that I did moving forward, right? So much appreciated, guys. Once again, this is Indoctrination University. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm out.